listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Let it believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, they pray hard. And never look back once the world forgave you. Then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to our show today. I'm so happy that you've joined us. I'm so thankful to have the privilege to share what God gives me and what He places on my heart. And I had the chance to do that on The Celestial Spoon, hosted by a very sweet, kind interviewer, Catherine Laub. And so, let's enjoy that blessed conversation. She and I have very different paths, and we exercise our spirituality in very different ways, but we both love people, and everything we do comes out of that love. Enjoy!
You know, isn't it wonderful to know that the Spirit is still speaking? Yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize that. I think a lot of people just think we're just on this earth and we just have to get by the very best we can and try to make it, you know. But we have all kinds of help. Creator is so in love with us and loves us so much that the Creator has actually provided us with so many spiritual gifts and people who have spiritual gifts. And there is so much help for us. And that is all because the Creator loves us. That's all.
Right.
That's all. Everything the Creator, every time someone helps you, you know, a lot of times people come to me and they say, I had this dream, what do you think it means?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I sort of always just took it for granted. I never really thought about it, you know, or, you know, people will come to me and say, well, what do you think I ought to do, you know, or what do you think I was wondering what you thought about this situation. And I think of that as the answer to any question that we have, any problem, any solution that we ever get. It's all because the Creator loves us and wants us to have blessings and good things. The Creator doesn't want us all confused and struggling, you know, failing in life. And that's why we have these wonderful spiritual gifts.
Yes. I love that. Yes, yes.
Thank yes, you. Everything. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's what Creator
yes.
is.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And say that so others can hear it.
Yes.
And others
yes.
have to believe it.
Yes.
So as a spiritual entrepreneur yourself,
mm-hmm.
share more of what you do and how you help others.
Oh, I have the most fun in life. And here's why. You know, as a young person, you know, we're told, find your path, right? You know, find a job, get a job, do this, do that.
Yep.
But my whole life, my mission for my whole life since I was a little bitty girl was love Creator and love others. Now, sometimes that looks like a song, like from my CDs, The Desire of Nations and The Stars of Heaven. Other times that might be a book that I write. I have a new Kindle book out, What to Do If You Don't Know What to Do. And then I have novels from a native spiritual perspective, tribal spiritual perspective, The Way We Make Sense and The Marriage of Saints. Sometimes loving people is serving them through a nonprofit ministry. Sometimes loving Creator and loving people is the radio show that I do, A Conversation with Dawn Karima. But it all adds up to one thing, one mission, which is to love Creator and love others. That's it. That's all I do. And all these manifestations, whether it's being on a magazine cover and modeling, or whether it's, you know, speaking to people, or whether it's whatever, all that is a way to love the Creator and love others, because Creator loves them. So that's what I get to do. And it's turned out really to be a lot of fun.
Yes. I believe that. I can hear it in your voice. You are you're just a loving person, and your energy is so high.
I'm glad about that, because love is my superpower. You know, and that's really all I do well. You know, that's really all I do, is love Creator and love people. That's what I do. And, you know, one time I went to a spiritual workshop, and all these people, it's about identifying your gifts and your talents and all these great things. And all these people had really impressive things that they could do. They were really impressive. Wow. And I felt a little bit discouraged. I thought, wow, I don't really have any spiritual gifts or skills or anything.
Okay.
And my pastor's wife said, well, she said, I know one thing. She said, I'm always really happy whenever I see you. She said, you walk in and I'm like, oh, it's better now. And the lady sitting next to her said, yeah. She said, I don't care. I'll be having the worst day, and I'll see you in the grocery store, and I go out there and I forget I even had any problems. And that changed everything for me, because all I'm doing is loving people. That's it.
Yes.
Praying, you know, blessing them and encouraging them. And so I decided at that retreat, I'm a spiritual cheerleader. I am just here to tell you, you can make it. The Creator loves you. You'll do better later. You know, you hang on in there. And sometimes that's all people need. They don't necessarily need magic or bells or whistles. Sometimes all people need is love, because love never fails. I mean, if I walked in right now to any business in the whole world and said, I know what will keep you from failing. If I walked up to somebody and said, I know how I can keep your marriage from failing. I know how I can keep your kids from failing. And they'd be on edge. What is it? It's love, because love never fails. When you walk in love with people and you walk in love with the Creator, it is an endless supply of love and joy and faith and positive energy that can't fail. It just can't fail. And the wonderful thing about walking in love is that if you give love, you gather love. That's the fun in it. You can't just give love away without receiving it in return. And yeah. So when we decide to make love our aim, just make love. You know, I get up in the morning and I think, I'm going to love Creator. I'm going to love people. And I get excited about my day. And I have hard times. I have challenges. I have been through some tragic situations. But in it all, that love never fails.
love, love, love.
love.
Mm-hmm. That is cool. And again, I'll repeat this, that just your energy alone is spreading the light. I can just picture your face with the light coming out of it, just spreading and lighting up a room.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much. Because that's, you know what, in these days, we need to change the atmosphere. We need to be change makers, you know. The news is telling us constantly, and I work in mainstream media, so, you know, okay. But the news is telling us constantly negative, 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 and people are saying negative things, and negative things are happening, and then there's real dangerous or hurricanes and earthquakes, and lots of things are happening. But we have a superpower. We can change the atmosphere just by loving people. We can change the world around us just by loving people. We can change the future just by loving people. How many people were on their way to jail or a life of crime or failure and misery, and some teacher took an interest in them, and that love made them somebody very special?
Yes.
How many people were on their way to just depression and discouragement and anxiety, but that loving friend and that person that cared about you, turn that all around?
Yes.
Yes. Change the atmosphere. That's a superpower. It's nice to be able to be invisible at will or fly or run real fast, but boy, if you can change somebody's life, you are a superhero.
That, I love it. It is beautiful. Yes. And in my case, I guess, because my suicide attempt in 2014, although it was due to a fight with my husband, my reaction, and that helped me through it because he proved his love and he shared his love to help me feel better. And my kids were there too, so They helped me do my turnaround to be able to do this and share your love with the world.
You're helping lots of people. And I think one thing we have to stop doing in our hearts and minds is guessing too early what the outcome will be. And, you know, I'm so glad you're still here with us. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. But one of the wonderful things that you're doing now is you're helping people understand the power of love and faith in their lives. And that is a wonderful thing. You know, one time I had a problem and I told my granddaddy about it, and he said, well, in this family, we don't play nine inning games. And I didn't know what he meant by that, but I asked him. He said, we don't play four quarters. We don't play nine innings. We play till we win.
That is beautiful.
That's right. And so since love never fails, even if it looks like you're failing right now, guess what? You win.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, just to go back a little bit, I don't want people to feel sorry for me for
my mm-hmm.
because that was an answer to a prayer to help me. And it was God's way of telling me, you have to spread the message. You have to tell people it's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Go away. And depression, anxiety, all kinds of mental illness, you can get treatment. You can be better. Look at me. I am now a radio host. I've written stories in many books. I've written my own book, and I do so much. Because that was the turning point in my life to make everything good and happy and to inspire other people. So nobody look at that as a negative for me, please.
Right, exactly. And I think that, you know, one of the things that really blesses me in my life is a prayer I learned to pray, and I've prayed it all my life pretty much. And it's, Lord, don't let me miss my miracle because I don't like or I don't recognize the package that it comes in.
Yes, it's like the person the roof saying that, okay, God, rescue me, and they sent me
right.
And because it wasn't from God, but on his third try, God said to him, but I did send you a boat. You just didn't see that was my answer.
Right, exactly. And I think so often we don't recognize miracles, because miracles always start with trouble. You know, people always say, oh, I want miracles in my life. Oh, I just, are you sure? Because you have to be in a lot of trouble before a miracle shows up. Because a miracle is a supernatural intervention in a dire situation.
Yes.
So when you get a miracle, you know, I always aim toward blessings, which is to remain in a consistent and constant state of good things and joy.
Right.
But when you need a miracle, you have to be slap broke. You know, when you get, the doctors have to give up on you, you have to have a lot of problems before we call it a miracle. And so you have to be in a lot of trouble to get a miracle. And
yeah.
Sometimes I think we miss our miracles in life because we don't want to go through the process that goes with the problem.
Right.
And so a lot of people right now are missing miracles because you're grumbling and complaining and fault-finding about what's happening to you instead of saying, okay, Creator, what's the lesson in this? Where's the reward in this? What's the level, the blessings? And it reminds me of a video game my little nephew likes to play. And when you finish killing all the bad guys or whatever, running real fast and all the things that you do, it says, level up. And some of us, we're leveling up. That's what it is. We're leveling up, you know? And here's one thing about God. He's not cruel. So when God puts you in a situation or a battle, he knows you can win. He sometimes has more faith in our abilities than we do.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. You wouldn't be in that mess if you couldn't get out of it and get a message out of it. You wouldn't be in trouble if you didn't have a miracle with your name on it. You wouldn't be in the situation you're in right now. Now, I know there's some situations, our own foolishness, a lot of stuff we do. It's our own silly selves. It's our fault. But I'm saying some of the things that happen to us that real, real quick to think are tragic and horrible and, oh, my goodness, this is the end of the world. No, level up. It's just the beginning.
That's right. There's always new beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think if we're careful, yes,
eyes open to recognize the new doors that are opening.
That's right. And here is the wonderful thing about the Creator. He does not mind repeating himself. He does not mind turning up the volume. He does not mind writing it big upon the wall. He does not mind showing us signs if we need them. And, you know, I think sometimes it's all right to go to God and just humble ourselves and say, what is even happening here, Lord? You know, what do I need to know in order to survive this situation? What do I need to know that I don't know right now that's going to help me get where you want me to be? And I think humility comes before honor. And so sometimes the most humility we can ever show is simply to pray. And ask for guidance, ask for wisdom right in the middle of what you're facing. Because sometimes we're looking at things and we're missing something that could be a blessing to us. And it makes me think of how many people come to me and they say, oh, pray for me. I want to meet my soulmate. I want to meet a great guy. I want to meet somebody that, you know, wonderful. And right next to him at work is a fantastic guy, but they don't notice him because he's maybe short and bald. Or there's a great guy at their church, and you're like, well, what about him? He's great. Oh, yeah, he's like a brother. You know, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
Yeah, Night Shield, Honey Dawn, Cloud Walker.
Just live your life, don't let it live you. Listen to your heart, cause it speaks the truth. Follow my lead, you can't break me down. Strong, red, and proud. Strong, red, and proud. Rest in peace to my brothers and sisters. Dakota, Maine, we sure gon' miss you. Lost a friend, but we gained an angel. Maybe that's why he had to take you. There for us in our time of need. Honor thy people now, please believe.
Our souls echo. From now on, we're all going to pray, Lord, don't let us miss our miracles because we don't like or recognize the package that they come in.
I just going to quote you on that, and I'm going to put that when I post about this interview.
Oh, good. Well, I've had a lot of practice having to pray that way. I really did. I had to pray that way quite a lot about a lot of things, and boy, have they been wonderful. And the other thing I think we have to remember, too, is that it's all right to say yes to God. You know, God can be trusted. God's not your enemy. You know, one of the happiest days of my life was when I found out, this I know, for God is for me. God is on my side. He loves me. And so he's really not trying. I think we have an idea sometimes, some of us, that God is he's out to get us, or he's punishing us, or he's mad at us, or he's trying to break our spirits or teach us something. And I don't think it works like that. Because
right.
When you're really, truly in love with someone, all you want to do for them is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to remember that even when things are happening in our lives that we don't like or are painful or difficult, even then, God is saying, I love you. I love you.
That's right.
I love you. Right here with you. I love you. You're going through this, but not by yourself, because I love you.
Yeah.
And I think when we come to that place where we realize how much the Creator loves us, then we actually do start receiving the packages that have our miracles in them.
Yeah, very true. So tell me about your books.
Wow. You know, one of the great things that the Creator has done for me is he has basically written these books through me. You know, sometimes I would dream the words on the page and wake up and write them all down. Other times they would just come out of my spirit. And so I can't really take credit for it. It's an honor and a blessing to be trusted with these good stories. The Marriage of Saints is my novel in the American Indian Studies series from the University of Oklahoma. And it was a finalist for the New Mexico Book Award. The Way We Make Sense was a finalist for the Native American First Book Award, and it is very dear to my heart because both of these talk about tribal life in North Carolina on the Quala Boundary Reservation where I'm from, but also in Oklahoma as well. And then I'm the author of a new book on Kindle, What to Do If You Don't Know What to Do. And I just highly recommend this book. Why? Because even if you think you know what to do, there will be a day when you won't. And so it's got decision-making exercises in it and encouragement. So you can get ready, right? You can get ready for that moment in your life when you just don't know what to do. And if you're in that crisis mode, that's okay. This book is perfect for you to jump right into. And it's What to Do If You Don't Know What to Do, and it's on Kindle. These two novels, The Way We Make Sense and The Marriage of Saints, they're available from Amazon, and they're available just books, 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 books. Wherever books are sold, you can get them, and they are going to be a joy to your spirit as well. And I also am the co-author of a lovely little book called Children Learn What They Read, which is about multiculturalism and spirituality in children's literature. And that was a lot of fun. That was just a great, fun, delightful project because I got to co-author it with my mom, who was the national minister for children and families for the United Church of Christ at the time. So that was just delightful. And then, of course, you know, books allow us to look into other people's hearts, to develop empathy, to learn about other cultures, to take a little vacation or travel, you know, just right where we are with that book. And so that's what I hope will happen when people read my novels and they encounter the characters in them and the places. It may not be familiar to you, but every story is a family story, and that will make it familiar to you because you can see yourselves and people you know in very universal themes of family and love and loss and overcoming and all of those good things that all of us have to go through for human beings.
And I look forward to reading them. They sound wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you you mentioned a little bit where you live, and
mm-hmm.
give us some idea of what it looks like and help me feel it, because I could kind of tell from the way you talk that it's a beautiful area.
Mm-hmm. It is. I love it. I think it's the prettiest place on earth, and I'm not exaggerating because a lot of other people do too. Great Smoky Mountains are one of the most visited tourist attractions in the whole United States, and I live right in the middle of them in the Quala Boundary Reservation, and I have the privilege of watching all four seasons. We have beautiful fall foliage that people travel from all over the world just to see the red and the gold and the crimson and maroon leaves. And we have snow sometimes. And when we do, it covers all the trees, it covers all the mountains, and it turns it into a winter wonderland. In the springtime, because the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is a biosphere, it is protected, and so it has so many variations of wildlife and flowers and plants, medicinal plants. The rivers run through it, and they are filled with trout and other wonderful life like turtles and ducks and beavers. And we have elk that are great, giant mammoth presences, right? Really inspire your awe, and they cause you to stop and pause because you can't drive until they get out of the road. And we have mountains. We have beautiful mountains. People always talk about the Rockies for their majesty and their size, but our mountains are pretty. They're very beautiful, covered with trees and flowers in the spring, fall foliage in the fall, and it's a very I feel it's a very spiritual place, because you truly see what the Creator has done, and it stops you right there to just be in awe. We don't have big cities. We don't have lots of traffic, but we do have good people with very warm hearts. Culture is at the center of all of that. And when you think about it as a place to be in the universe, when you look up at the stars, because we don't have the streetlights and we don't have the city lights, you can see thousands of stars. And in the summertime, the fields are covered with lightning bugs. And so sometimes you will think to yourself, I hear the river and not traffic. And you think, wow, the Spirit of the Lord is in this place.
And I know that sound because I live on Long Island, New York, but my grandparents lived upstate New York, and they always had the brook behind their house. And the noise about, I can just feel it and hear it, the babbling brook. And thank you for sharing that, because it gave me a wonderful feeling. And we are planning to move to North Carolina, so when we do, my husband will have a place to go skiing, being that you get snow.
up in Maggie Valley, yeah.
I just can't to go and be able to take pictures and just feel the nature and the naturalness.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing for your spirit and your soul. But you know, no matter where you live, you can take those same kind of moments with nature. You know, I tell people all the time, wherever you are, stop and admire creation. What is the message right now that Creator is sending you through a flower, or through a flower growing in a strange place, or through a little animal that you see out of the corner of your eye? You know, nature is always speaking to us, communicating with us, and we can take that as a mini retreat, even in the midst of our busy days.
Yes, and I also love to take pictures of scenery, and I to get there and take a look at it. So anybody, another part of the question would be now, since you live on a reservation, is that only for your community, or anybody can come on the reservation?
Oh, well, there's no walls around it. You know, I mean, people are welcome. In fact, the reservation is quite a big tourist attraction. Many people come for the shops, and there are lots of events. There's a casino now, too, and there's a lot of hotels. And I mean, there's people that come and make their whole vacation on the reservation, you know, who love to spend time just in the heart of the Great Smoky Mountains, because we border the national park, literally. So a lot of folks really take camping trips, hiking trips, you know, very friendly, welcome Southern hospitality. So, you know, y'all come.
And I hope that people do look forward to going and taking some tours of the area and meeting you in person. You know, just like I said, the energy coming from you, I can feel it myself, and I'm sure that our listeners can also feel that energy from you. And I do believe that part of your energy is coming from the location that you are, because you have that beauty.
I think a lot of it comes, too, from being loved. And I think when you're part of, I have a very loving family, I have a large family, I have a very large multicultural family, and everyone loves everyone and gets along, and everything is a team effort, and everyone works together. And then I'm part of a community that is basically one big family, literally, right? And everyone is working for everyone and trying to help everyone else to survive this life. And I think that's a very powerful thing, that I draw a lot of strength from the ancestors. I draw a lot of strength from the elders and from the family members and from the community members and from other tribal people and other tribal communities as well. You know, and I think that's what we have to do, is cheer each other on, fuel each other with our love. It takes no money, it takes no time, and it takes no talent to be a really nice person. And I think that's something that we have to all strive for. Think of it like a love tank. When people's love tank is low, then they act ugly. They have road rage. They are hard to be around. They're really crabby bosses, negative people, and your gossips, you know, all of that. If we can start thinking of those people as people whose love tank is low, and we have the ability to fill people's love tank every day, you do, in the grocery store, when you're nice to the clerk, when you're kind to your children's teacher, when you're you let somebody over in traffic even though they made a mistake, and even when you have an argument with your spouse, you let it go. You know, you just let it go. You know, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Take a real thought about that. We're filling people's love tank.
Okay, we'll be right back with more of this amazing conversation.
Save her, let her believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, they pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform, offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTainmentRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Oil and gasoline prices are going through the roof.
Tell me about it. I can't afford to drive to the grocery store.
We've reached the tipping point, so I'm going to give you some tips that could save you hundreds of dollars a year on gas.
Tipping point? I've reached my clipping point. I feel like Ellen Scissorhands clipping all those coupons.
Tip number one, keep your tires properly inflated. You could save enough money to buy a gallon of orange juice every month.
Can do.
Tip number two, driving 60 instead of 70 on highways and not racing around town can buy you bacon and eggs every day.
Wow!
Tip number three, cut the idling, lower the AC, and ditch the junk in the trunk. That could buy you bread and butter, and maybe some grits.
You mean by driving smarter, I can eat breakfast free for a year? Wow!
For more wow tips for your pocketbook and the planet, go to the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can I substitute a prune Danish for the grits?
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts? Sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles. But the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun. 911, what is your emergency? Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
And so in a place like Squaw Boundary Reservation, there's a lot of people willing to fill your love tank. In a state like North Carolina, people are willing to fill your love tank, you know, just wave at people even if you don't know them, or, you know, let them over in traffic, or, you know, say hi to them and welcome them to your church family. And there's just a lot of that kind of Southern hospitality and that kind of love. And I have a family that's just made out of it, you know. In fact, when we have barbecues and family gatherings and family reunions and things, we don't even know how half the people got in the family. I mean, they were friends so long, they became family, or they served in the military with my uncles or something, but they would consider themselves part of the family. We went to a family gathering not too long ago, and they had an area that was reserved for the family, like it said, reserved for the kinfolks, basically. And it was full. It was packed out. All these people considered themselves family. And it just blessed me so much. It blessed me tremendously. And I thought, you know what? I sure am glad I got in this family, of all the families I could have been in. And so I strive to take that same kind of hospitality, because hospitality is a spiritual gift, too. You know, we like the ones that are that make you famous or are visible or whatever. But think about the people who are always there. With that warmth, they'll always take your call, or, you know, they'll make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for you, or they'll say, come on in and have a cup of coffee. Those people are precious. Hospitality is a spiritual gift. And so that is something that my part of the country is noted for, and so I'm sure glad about it, because it's a blessing to me.
Yes, it is. And, again, I can't wait to get there, because I can just feel it. And you know, I could do my radio show any place, so that's wonderful.
Yes, that's right. That's wonderful. That's a blessing.
Edimahe. Yahegeda, Jayajidos.
The desire of nations.
What matters most is the way. Measure of fire when Creator smiles. First and last, how we are made. What matters most is the cry of the heart, the coming of children, the baking of bread. Day in, day out, our lives are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shared. Desire. joining of our hearts. Glimpses of Eden that make us miss heaven, and how we finally come home again. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations, sirens line, how I'll draw. First and last, how we are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a powwow drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomp and shake.
Mado, everybody. Mado.
Is there anything else that you do that you would like to share with everyone?
Well, we have just kicked off our new fall season of A Conversation with Dawn Karima, which is my radio show. And we have had so much fun with this radio show because it all started when my grandma, bless her heart, we were watching the news, and I was working for a certain news network at the time, and she said, you know, I believe there's way more good people in the world than bad, but the bad ones just get more publicity. And right then, I had an inspiration that I needed, in addition to my mainstream television and radio work, I needed my own show that would spotlight the unsung heroes and the positive people and the people trying to do something good with their lives and all that. And that's exactly what A Conversation with Dawn Karima does. And what started to really let me know I was on to something is that we started winning these awards. The Indigenous Artist Activist Award, we were nominated for an Indigenous Music Award for Best Radio Program. And now here's the Women of Essence Global Award nomination. And I think it's really because people are hungry for positive news and good energy and loving people and happy stories. And we're not in denial. All the people that come on have been through something. But how you survive it and thrive afterward is what folks want to see. And so we just kicked that off. You can find us iTunes, talktainmentradio.com. If you go there, you can listen on internet radio, or you can download free podcasts, get a whole bunch of podcasts, and then every time your day starts to turn crazy or negative or whatever, whew, just put on a positive show, right? Listen to somebody uplifting. And we're on syndicated radio stations, lots of those. But the best way to find us is talktainmentradio.com. If you just Google A Conversation with Dawn Karima, K-A-R-I-M as in Mary A, Karima, it'll come up. You can click on it. You can get you a whole bunch of podcasts. Your morning commute, you'll just be smiling, so positive. Everyone wonder, what are you so happy about? And you tell them. Listen to A Conversation with Dawn Karima, and you will hear some of the most encouraging people. Some kind, wonderful, wise people, and that will be the antidote to everything else you hear that day.
Yes. I can't wait to tune in myself and start listening, because the energy that you're giving me and us just by talking about it is so uplifting.
I love it. It's my favorite thing I get to do, and I probably shouldn't say that because all the things are my favorite. I love my music. I love my speaking. I love my mainstream work, and I love my show. But there's something about getting some positive minds together in the same conversation. And I don't do an interview. We just have a conversation. Like, we just talk like if we were on the back porch having a family barbecue in Cherokee, North Carolina. And the things that come out of people's spirits, the depths of their soul, the courage, the bravery, the kindness, it is transformational. It is. It's just really, and that doesn't have anything to do with me. That has to do with the power of love. Love never fails. And if you put two or three people in an episode of a show together talking about love, talking about joy, talking about faith, talking about perseverance and patience, talking about goodness and gentleness and meekness and humility, and talking about how all of those things shape their lives, whew, that will make a good day.
You are a beautiful person. Thank you so
much. Aw, thank you.
Yes, I really enjoyed the conversation, and I'm going to listen over and over again because just your spirit alone has a good day. Even though I am having a good day, I feel even better.
Oh, thank you so much. That just blesses my soul. You just don't know. I mean, that's it. Good medicine. That's what we're all supposed to be to one another. And so I'm so thankful that I can be that. Mission accomplished.
Yes. Accomplished, definitely. So again, thank you. And
thank
everyone,
you.
Thank you so much for your time and listening to everything that Dawn had to share. If you like this episode of Spiritual Destinations, please listen again next time to learn more about how spirituality has guided others to advance in their life. You can check out my info on my website at www.catherinemlaub.com. I offer a free report on receiving messages from beyond. If you are interested in the psychic reading or coaching with me, you can find information on my programs and readings page. We can talk on the phone, through Skype, email, or if you are local to Lake Ronkonkoma, New York, in person. And again, you can listen to Dawn's radio recordings at talktrainmentradio.com/shows/conversations with Dawn Karima, karima.html. This is Catherine Laub. Have a wonderfully blessed day.
From the mouth we eat is goodness. The love we breathe is fulfillment. The cup we drink is forgiveness. The tongue we speak hopefulness.
I really don't wanna see the trail of the tears and the blood of the fear. You come and you feel that. As long as I'm breathing, I'm seeing this evil all around, all along, yeah, long, yeah, we cry out. Tears with too much fear, fear. Prayed up some more on a holy red road.
road, singing our show, murder gonna end no more. With the voices in the head of the Lord of my soul, can I come home? Come sweet Lord, dear Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh Lord, with your love I can feel your heart in me. Oh yeah, when we really need to breathe in the air that you get in. You are my protector here in this world of danger. Now all my people come together from the days of old with the warning of elders. They were set to help us like angels director. Yeah, I know everybody ain't perfect cause we still are. Still singing and living and knowing and never repenting. Everywhere in the city they live in, listening to what I pray within, pray within. From the mouth you eat and the love we breathe and the cup we drink and the tongue we speak and you see them die. So tell me why won't you come and breathe in? Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
The power, the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.